coming! I'm coming!
I get married, Rabbi Shapiro.
I get married, I get married.
How is the Rav feeling today?
Baruch Hashem Nishkosh, Zetzach, Zetzach. Can I get you something to drink?
No, thank you. I just had breakfast.
I imagine you are wondering why I asked you to come here this morning. Some time ago, you requested that we learn the Prokem of Shoftim that talk about Shimshon. At that time, I declined because I felt it would be better for you to pursue other areas of Torah. However, because there are so many misconceptions and misunderstandings about this great figure of Tanakh, I have decided that it would be best for us to review the story of Shimshon together, using many of the Mefarshim available. Only by striving to learn and perceive the words of Chazal will we truly begin to understand this holy man. Let us embark on our journey. Vayosifu b'nei Yisrael la'asais hara b'einei Hashem. And the b'nei Yisrael continued to do evil in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayitneim Hashem b'yad plishtim arboim shana. And Hashem gave them into the hands of the plishtim for 40 years.
But surely you can't be serious. The Plishtim will be outraged when they hear you have refused to pay their tax.
I cannot. My patience for their audacity has worn thin. The Plishtim are but a small nation. They dwell in a few southwestern cities near the sea. Do they really think they can continue to oppress a great and mighty people who number in the millions? For hundreds of years we lived peacefully together, and now...
And now the people of Israel have sinned. Perhaps not all of us. But we are all brothers and carry responsibility for each other. We have strayed from our Father in heaven, and he's using the Plishtim to coax us back to him. I've told you my theories.
And I've been impressed, but I've reached my boiling point. I can no longer bear seeing our tribe of Yehuda treated so brutally. We're a chosen tribe, gifted spiritually as well as physically. All the nations feared us until these bandits who live on our own border came along. If I have to, I'll organize men. We will defend what is ours. We, the strong, will strengthen the others.
Our job is to strengthen our people, spiritually, and not just Yehuda. We must strengthen observance of the law amongst all the tribes. This is Hashem's message to us. Battle at this time would be devastating. We must repent. We are unworthy for war.
You are as stubborn as I. I concede. Though many of us have remained upright, we must take responsibility for our brothers who have not. Our energy should be used to strengthen our nation's observance of the law. Shh! What do you hear?
Not sure. Horses, I think.
Plishtim?
Perhaps.
We must run.
There's no time. We're trapped here in the valley. We needn't remain here in the open field. Quick! Behind this hill! Follow me! I'm coming! I'm coming! Quicker! Quicker! I'm coming! I'm coming! I'm coming!
Behind the rock! Behind the rock! Cut down! Follow me! Follow me! Quick! Quick!
I'm coming! I'm coming!
Faster! 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 Okay, good, good!
General Fichol, I don't see them anywhere. Maybe we just ought to turn back.
Silence, you donkey brain. If I want your advice, I'll ask for it. Don't hold your breath. His sheep are here at pasture. He's got to be in the immediate area. Send out the dogs. They can smell a Jew a mile away. We'll teach them what happens to people that don't pay our tax.
It's Fichol and his fiends. I'm not afraid of his dogs. I can slay them in the twinkling of an eye.
Dogs are following our scent. They'll locate us in a moment. That is the Plishtim we'll have to deal with. We're doomed.
Not quite yet. Heading east away from the dogs, we'll approach the valley wall, perhaps 100 cubits away. From there, we can climb to safety.
Good idea. En route to the valley wall, there's a herd of cattle. If we can get them to stampede, it'll buy us some time.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, follow me. Follow me. I'm coming. I'm coming. Quicker, 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 quicker. It's light. They're coming already. Come on. There's the herd. There's the herd.
Rile them up. Rile them up. Rile them up. Ho! 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 Let's go! Ho! They're coming already. Forget the herd. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Fichol.
We're hot on their tail. We should be there.
Holy cow.
General Fichol, a herd of cattle.
Of course I heard of cattle. I'm a country boy.
How many are there?
I don't know. Count the legs and divide it by four. Men, retreat! Retreat! Let's get out of here! Retreat!
Let's go. We're almost there. I can see the valley wall. Just a few more feet. There, we've reached it. Will we make it up? 40-foot wall. Raise the sharp rocks. Go ahead. I'll help you. You first. Nonsense. Do as I say. Here, let me help you up. Climb. Climb. I'm right behind you. The dogs. That's okay. We're out of their reach. I don't think I can make it. Just 10 more feet. Don't stop now. There. I'm at the top. Quick, grab my hand. I have no strength left. I can barely move. Here's my hand. Pick it up higher. I can't. What's happening? The rocks are giving way. Hurry there. I've got your hand. Just another. I've lost my grip. I can't reach you. Oh, no. Don't fall.
Manoach, my husband, what is wrong? You seem so depressed. You've heard about the tragedy.
Yes, Tlilponis, I've heard.
I hadn't wanted to tell you. One who offers bad news is a fool. Aryeh of Yehuda was a fine man.
He was, as have been the others who've lost their lives as a result of Philistine treachery. The members of Shevet Yehuda and Dan that share our town of Tzara are all broken.
Oh, my husband, how long can we endure these great sufferings? Would that Yisrael repent and find favor in the eyes of our Father in heaven once again.
We must strengthen our people's service of the Lord. We must search the recesses of our hearts, abandoning any alien influences. Surely he sees our pain. 'Tis just a matter of time before he brings deliverance.
I wonder who that could... It's Fichol!
Let him in.
But that villain?
We've no choice for now. It means our people's safety.
Open up this door! Open up this door already! What takes you so long to answer a door?
My, certainly takes you people enough time to answer a door. Why don't you take a lesson from your father Abraham, who would run to invite passers-by to rest and eat at his table?
It is true that our forefather Abraham would comfort wayfarers, but prior to doing so, he would cleanse them of idolatry and serve them in the name of Hashem. You, however, General, desecrate my home with your pagan beliefs.
Now, Manoah, remember to whom you are speaking.
If the Plishtim recall so well our father Avraham, why have they conveniently forgotten the treaty your King Avimelech made with him?
We're living in the 2700s. That was over 700 years ago. Things are different. Besides, we're not killing anyone, are we?
I imagine it's hard to completely erase the treaty from your minds. But you're definitely violating the agreement of our ancestors.
I didn't come for a history lesson.
Why exactly did you come?
Surely you've heard of today's tragedy. I came to offer my condolences for what I consider an unnecessary shame. The poor wretch could have avoided the whole situation if he'd only paid our tax. There's gonna be another hike in taxes beginning next month.
Again? You're already choking them, robbing them blind of their hard-earned money. They can barely sustain themselves.
The Jews of Tzara look up to you, Manoah. They consider you a saint. They'll do as you say. You're gonna encourage them to pay the new tax. To avoid future tragedy, of course. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Good. Then I'll be gone.
Let's go, men!
Oh, that scoundrel. How will the people endure?
The Lord's redemption comes in the blinking of an eye. The gates of tears are never closed. Now is the perfect time for prayer. Prayer for redemption. And, on a more personal level,
prayer for children. Oh, Manoach, it's been so long. How I have prayed for Hashem to give you a child. I have davened time and time again. My heart is broken.
Hashem truly loves us, Tzlilponus. Therefore, he wants to hear our prayers. Avraham and Sarah were incapable of bearing children for 85 years. They prayed diligently until Yitzchak arrived, bringing them great happiness. Yitzchak and Rivka were childless for 20 years. They davened with devotion until Yaakov was born. Rachel, who was childless, implored HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bore Yosef and Binyamin. All this because Hashem loved them. You, my dear, must continue to pray fervently that Hashem bless your womb. Naturally, I will pray as well.
Dear husband, thank you for your encouraging words. They will surely strengthen my prayers. Hashem, you created such a beautiful universe. Marabu Masecha, how great are your works. They all sing praises to you. Earthly beings multiply. I am an earthly being. Please, please bless me as well. Wait, what's going on? The animals seem so excited. I'm sorry, you startled me. I didn't notice you.
Behold, now you are barren and have never given birth, and you shall conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, be careful. Drink no fresh wine or old wine, and do not eat anything unclean. For behold, you will become pregnant and will bear a son. No razor may touch his head. For the boy will be a Nazir of Hashem from the womb, and he will begin to rescue Yisrael from the hands of the Plishtim. Good day.
Oh my! He left so quickly. There are so many things he has said. I must hurry home and tell my husband.
Tzlilponus. I wasn't expecting you so soon. Why do you look so pale?
Oh, Manoach, I have seen a prophet of Hashem. His appearance was like that of an angel of the Lord. Very fearsome.
Where was he from? What was his name?
I did not ask where he was from, and he did not give me his name.
What did he say?
He said, "Behold, you will conceive and bear a son. And now, do not drink fresh wine or old wine. Do not eat anything unclean, for the lad will be a Nazir of Hashem from the womb until the day of his death."
Please, Hashem, let the man of God whom you sent come to us now again. Let him teach us what we should do with the child who will be born. There is no precedence of a Nazir from the womb. We need to verify the details of our responsibilities towards this child.
Manoach, my husband, it is late. I will go to the fields and daven.
Don't go into the vineyards. You must begin your separation.
and you don't want to accidentally eat some grapes, let us strive together to keep these laws.
Manoah! Manoah! The man that appeared to me earlier has appeared to me again.
Oh, go ahead. I'm following you.
Ahead, just ahead a bit. There he is.
Shalom Aleichem. Are you the man that spoke to the woman?
I am.
Now your words will come true. What shall be the law regarding the lad, and what shall be done to him?
Of all that I told the woman, she shall beware. Wine she may not drink, anything unclean she may not eat. She should keep all that I commanded her.
Let us detain you and make you a joyous feast. We will place an entire kid goat on the table before you in your honor.
If you invite me, I will not eat of your bread. If you will make a burnt offering, offer it to Hashem.
What is your name, so that when your word comes true, we may do you honor?
Why do you ask my name? It is constantly changed. It is Peli.
Here, let me take this young kid and a meal offering, and I will offer it on the rock to Hashem. There. I've placed it on the rock. What's happening? The rock is beginning to smoke.
It's Peli. Look at him. He's performing a miracle, drawing fire out of the rock.
This is truly awesome. The flames are ascending to the heavens. Look at him now. Incredible. He's transforming. His spiritual form is leaving his corporeal form, blending itself into the flames. He's an angel.
He's rising to the heavens amidst the climbing flames.
Let us fall to the ground. This is too fearful. Do you see him?
He's gone. What an abrupt departure.
Oh, how awesome. We will surely die, for we have seen something godly, the Shekhinah of Hashem, which is only seen prior to death.
If Hashem wished to kill us, he would not have taken a burnt offering from our hand. The appearance of the Shekhinah was not for the purpose of removing us from this world. Would he let us hear the news of the birth of a son if we were at our time of death?
Come, let us go home and review the unusual laws that will pertain to our child. The miraculous circumstances that have heralded the news of his birth are a sure sign that he is to be a unique servant of Hashem in many, many ways.
And so, Manoah and his wife began to prepare for the birth of their son.
Wow, Rabbi Shapiro. I had not realized how lengthy and detailed the story of Shimshon's birth was.
Yes, this is the longest description surrounding someone's birth found in all of Tanakh. Just as Shimshon's birth was unnatural, so his approach to his enemies unnatural, as we shall soon see. Let us continue. Vateled ho'isha bein, vatikra eshimo Shimshon, vayigdal hanar, vayivarecheu Hashem. And the woman bore a son. She called his name Shimshon. The lad grew, and Hashem blessed him. The privilege of naming Shimshon was given to his mother. She named him Shimshon, taken from the word Shemesh, sun. He was radiant and mighty. Just as the sun can be soothing to some while burning to others, so too would Shimshon find himself in a similar position. Ki Shemesh u'magen Hashem Elokim. Just as Hashem protects the entire world, so did Shimshon and his generation protect the children of Israel. Shimshon's name would also constantly remind him to be grateful for the Almighty's protection. Vatochel ruach Hashem lefa'amo b'machanei dan bein tzara uvein eshto. And the spirit of Hashem began to come within him at times, in the camp of Dan between tzara and eshto.
Father?
Yes, Shimshon?
I'm going to the field to meditate on my studies. I'll be back before sunset.
Very good, son. But be careful. The Plishtim have announced new restrictions. Taxes are being doubled, and they are threatening our safety once again.
They had been afraid for a while. As long as our great Shofet Yiftach lived, they dared not touch us. His great victory over the B'nai Amon in the east sent shudders up and down their spines. Since his passing, they've begun to oppress us once again. Why don't we wage war against them?
The great men of our generation all agree. It's not time for war. Our people haven't the merits. It would mean certain tragedy. Aside from that, how can we fight them? Avraham Avinu made a treaty with them. To the world, it would look as if we'd broken our forefathers' promise. That would be a great Chilul Hashem.
They've actually broken the treaty by enslaving us.
Yes, but...
But it's not so apparent, and therefore not simple.
Right.
I'll be careful, Father. Don't worry.
I am so thankful to He who has given us such a wonderful son. Our boy observes his special Nazir laws with such devotion.
He is great in Torah, always learning day and night. He is already an accomplished scholar.
Shimshon is so special, so unique. Why, if only...
If only what?
If only he could walk. My heart breaks each time I see him with crutches. Other boys are running in the fields. He can only dream of such things. It hurts me to see him that...
Enough, dear woman. He is lame. Thank the Almighty he can get around with a stick.
The angel had said that I would become pregnant and bear a son. I understood that to mean... A healthy son.
We've a lot to learn about our child and the angel's prophecy. Let us watch and learn.
Once again, I find myself walking in Machane Dan. Between the two mountains, Sora and Eshtol. Hashem, you know how hard I have worked on refining my character, slowly climbing the 10 steps of the ladder that leads to self-perfection. A new feeling is beginning to envelop me as I approach the final step upward, Ruach HaKodesh. At times I feel so special, as if a bell is ringing, guiding me, teaching me, leading me to greatness. Ruach HaKodesh, a divine spirit of holiness, chiming about me, within and without, awakening me to realize my destiny, how I alone must help save my people from the wicked hands of the Plishtim. Today, it is stronger than ever before. I feel I can channel this Ruach HaKodesh toward physical strength. It's a new feeling from above. Hashem, you're guiding me, giving me energy, showing me what I must do. My legs. I can move my legs. Without a stick, I can walk. I can even run. I feel so strong. I feel as if I can uproot these two mountains and bridge their distance with a single divine leap. Here goes. I've crossed the entire distance. Now, to uproot this mountain and begin up. Bring it towards the other and grind them together. Fascinating. There, I've done it. How great is spiritual energy? Energy bestowed by Hashem himself. This has taught me a great deal about my newly discovered strength. Oh, it's getting late. I better return home, lest my parents begin to worry.
Nonsense. I don't believe one word. They must have been drinking.
General, these men are reliable. As reliable as I myself.
That's what I was afraid of. Come on, Plishti. Do you really expect me to believe that they saw this crippled youngster jump from Surat to Eshtol in a single bound?
That's not all, General. There's more.
Oh, I'll bet there is. Here, let me guess. After jumping from Surat to Eshtol, our flying friend then picked up some mountains and crumbled them in his hands.
So, you've heard.
Heard what?
Heard about the mountains.
Heard about what mountains?
The mountains you were talking about.
I wasn't talking about mountains. I was joking about mountains.
Well, it's no joke.
What do you mean it's no joke? Are you making fun of my sense of humor?
No, General. You've a wonderful sense of humor. It's just that...
Good. Then what's this about mountains?
Sorin Eshtol, General. They're missing.
Missing, huh? Did you call missing mountains?
How's that?
Never mind. Is this some kind of rumor, or have you seen this?
Seen what?
The missing mountains.
I couldn't see them, General. They're not there.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Maybe they sank?
I checked.
There's bound to be some logical explanation. All right, Plishti, tell the men to saddle their horses. I think I'll have a look at this myself.
Look at what?
Look at the mountains.
Look at what mountains?
Plishti, I'm gonna have a look at the mountains that aren't there.
Let's go, men!
Quickly, come to the window. Look.
I'm coming. Come. But what? It's hard to believe what I'm seeing. Is that our son, Shimshon?
Yes.
He's walking.
Running, more like.
Without the aid of a stick. Can this be? Our eyes are witnessing a miracle. Look at him run. Swift as a deer.
Oh, I'm so happy. I could cry. Look, the holy presence surrounds him.
It is truly awesome. We are witnessing the divine. The prophecy is unfolding right before our very eyes.
Coming, son. Shimshon.
Son, are you all right?
Yes, father. Fine, thank you.
I see your legs have healed. Your mother and I are so happy.
Not permanently, father. It's a kind of strength that comes and goes.
Oh, I see. Well, that's a good beginning. Certainly a miracle. So, what did you do outside today?
Ground up some mountains, father. Part of my learning, of course.
Of course. Well, son, I'm very proud.
Open up, Manoah! Open up, I say! We've got no time to waste!
Come in, General.
I was doing just that. All right, Manoah, what's the big idea?
How's that?
Have you seen Mount Surat or Eshtol lately?
Why?
Have you misplaced them?
Don't give me your lip. Where's your kid?
Over here, General.
What were you doing about a half hour ago?
Oh, nothing. Just grinding up some mountains. Why do you ask?
Why do I ask? No special reason. Come here, Plishti. Take a good look at this poor, weak, crippled child. Now I ask you, does he look like the grinding type? Manoa, your little brat needs a haircut. And listen up. We'll get to the bottom of this. But until we do, no Jews will be allowed in the streets. Do you understand?
General, can I have a word with you?
What is it, Plishti? Can't you see I'm talking?
General, until we find out what happened to those mountains, I think we should be pretty lenient with the Jews. In fact, about the doubling of tax.
You're right. It's a good thing I thought of it. Manoah, I know that you Jews have been under a little pressure lately. And out of the goodness of our hearts, my colleagues and I have decided to cancel our taxes for just a little while. It's only because... What are you screaming about?
The analysts have just finished examining the soil. They say there's no two ways about it. Those mountains were ground together.
Ground together?
Ground together.
Ground together?
Ground together.
Ground together?
Ground together.
Quiet! I heard you the first time. Shimshin, my boy, what did you say you were doing about a half hour ago?
Grinding some mountains together. That's what
I thought you said. Manoah, I just thought I'd drop in and tell you what a wonderful boy you've got there. Sharp-looking kid. We'll be leaving now.
Oh, General, so soon?
Well, I've got a previously unarranged engagement to arrange, and it is getting late, so I guess we'll be going.
I guess so.
Yes, I'll be on my way. Thank you for having me over.
Good night, General.
Yes. Good night. Good night, Manoah. Good night, Shimshin. Good night, Miss Manoah. Good night.
Let's go, men!